Welcome to CNN Vantage Point. I'm Jay Over, investment strategist with CNN Wealth Management, and today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of August 2024 and our current outlook. Financial markets experienced a summer swoon that culminated during the first three trading days of August. The S&P 500 index declined nearly 10% from its intraday high on July 16th. To its intraday low on August 5th. Recession fears surfaced when July's employment situation report showed a monthly job creation of just 114,000. Additionally, the unemployment rate rose to 4.3%, the highest unemployment rate in nearly 3 years. The market pullback ultimately proved short-lived, and the S&P 500 index rebounded 8.9% from its August low. A strong retail sales report helped to alleviate consumer spending fears, and labor market concerns were eased by a downward movement in weekly initial jobless claims. Furthermore, inflation remains in check, with the most recent consumer price index report showing headline inflation falling to 2.9% year over year. This is the first CPI reading below 3% since 2021. The Fed's preferred inflation indicator, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, provided an even more favorable reading, showing just a 2.5% year-over-year increase in inflation. Rising unemployment, alongside cooling inflation, has set the stage for less restrictive monetary policy. During his Jackson Hole speech, Fed Chair Jay Powell noted the time has come to adjust interest rates. He also stated the Fed does not seek or welcome further cooling in labor market conditions. Markets are expecting the Fed to begin cutting interest rates at their September meeting. During the month, the 10-year Treasury yield fell below 4% and ended August at 3.9%. The 10-year Treasury yield has fallen over 0.5% since the beginning of July. Shorter maturity Treasury yields have also declined, with the 2-year Treasury yield declining nearly 40 basis points in August. We believe economic growth is slowing, but not stalling, and a near-term recession is unlikely. The Atlanta Fed GDP Now model is estimating third-quarter annualized GDP growth of 2.5%. The cooling labor market warrants monitoring. However, the recent increase in the unemployment rate can be attributable primarily to new job seekers rather than companies laying off workers. We believe the labor market remains strong enough to continue to support consumer spending. We made no portfolio changes in August, and our portfolios retain a slight equity overweight. Second quarter earnings reports have largely concluded, and S&P 500 company earnings have exceeded estimates by 5.6%, above the long-term average of 4.8%. Furthermore, earnings estimates for 2025 are positive for all 11 business sectors. Equity volatility may reaccelerate as the election approaches, but we believe a sustained drawdown in equity prices is unlikely. The Federal Reserve meets September 17th and 18th, and it is widely expected the Fed will initiate a 0.25% rate cut, but a 0.5% rate cut is a possibility. Fed rate cuts should reduce the yield return offered by money markets and bonds with shorter maturities. Bonds with longer maturities are less influenced by the Fed and more susceptible to economic factors. Continued economic resilience may push longer-term bond yields higher. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you would like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. And if you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you would share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.